and also from Daf Vav, everyone has, anyone need? Okay, and also Shavuos, who's going to come up in Tosis. Yeah, Ari? Do you need Marcus as well? Okay, so pass down to Ari. Yeah, you also need? Oh, Yossi, okay. Marcus, Shavuos, I don't have any others. I have only one. Actually, I have my own. Okay, I'm going to give mine. Okay. Okay, let's see Tosis. The truth is that the sugyas that we touch on in Tosis, be it Hasra Safik, be it Tochkidei Dibur, we're not really going to be able to learn the sugyas properly. These are sugyas in Shas, major sugyas. But at least peripherally, to the extent that it comes up and relates to our sugya, so we'll try to at least get a good pshat in Tosis and discuss it up to a certain point. Okay, so Rava explains Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said that Eden Zomimin, we know that they don't get Malkus, they pay instead, Mammon Misham Mukalalaki, and that's because of the fact that Rabbanei Asra Ninu, and Rav explains in what way is it Rabbanei Asra, because you can't find the time to give Asra to Eden Zomimin. Beforehand, they'll say we forgot, and so on. So Tosis raises a question. Nisra Mu Meikara. So Tosis asks, Vim Tomar, Tepuk Lei Dehavi Asra Sofik, De'ein Anu Yodim Im Me'idim Sheker. Tosis raises a question on the words of Nisribu Meikara. Really, the kasha is really in general, not just on this particular point in the Gemara. The point is that Eden Zomimin, says Rabbi Lazar, you can't give them Hasra. And the question is, how could it count as Hasra anyway? After all, the person giving the Hasra to Eden Zomimin doesn't really know the reality. Are they, in fact, doing an Aveira here or not? The Aveira is Eidus Sheker. You're going to violate Losana. Do you know they're going to violate? They're going to say Eidus. So you're doing it, you're saying the Hasra before they say the Eidus. Or even after. I mean, really, whenever. But you can't say, when you're giving Hasra, that you know that this action is going to be an Aveira. When a person has a piece of treif that they're about to put in their mouth, and you warn them, you know, eat this, you're going to get, you're going to be violating this aveira, eating the vela. So you know that to do this action is to be a violation of a given aveira. So that's asra. But over here, since when you give asra to this person about an edus that they're about to give, you don't know whether, in fact, that action is going to entail an aveira. So Tosus says this should be called asra suffix. Hasra Sufik has many applications. We'll see already in Tosis Teret some examples of it. But what does it mean, literally, Hasra Sufik? It's not clear that there's going to be an Aveira being done here. It's not clear. In Tosis' question, that's a function even of the Masra, if it's not clear to the Masra. Now, what are some examples? So one example we'll see soon in Makis is a person takes a shvua not to eat a particular loaf. Kikar. But he puts a tanai on that shvur. He says, Lo ochel zu im ochel zu. So that means that it's only an avera to break his shvur, or breaking his shvur, if he eats this kikar and subsequently, or beforehand, eats the other kikar, the tanai. At the time that he's eating the first kikar, which is the kikar that he made the shvur on, he may or may not be doing an avera. Because if he ends up not eating the other kikar, the kikar of the tanai, then there was really nothing wrong with eating the first kikar. So then, when you give asra at the time he's eating the first loaf, it's not clear that there's any aveira here. It'll only be an aveira if he eats the second loaf. That's called asra suffix that the Gemara mentions on Makis Daf Tezvav on the base. Other cases are mentioned in the Gemara Tazayin Amud Aleph. Other examples, no sir, you can't find the exact moment that you can say, at this point you violate the Asra, there's going to be Malkus. It's still more time to eat. If the day goes by and he doesn't eat, what's left, then he'll have violated Nosa. But at the time of the Hasra, it's not clear. And many other examples. So what do we know about Hasra Safik? So the truth is, it's Machlokas. Not everybody says Hasra Safik is no good. Who holds Hasra Safik is no good, and who holds it is good? Rav Yochanan and Mishlokish disagree. Rav Yochanan says that Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. Even if the Hasra is given and it's not necessarily clear that there'll be a violation, that the person will be doing something wrong, but it could be, so that's enough to be viewed as Hasra. Mishlokish disagrees. So it's interesting, Tosas doesn't get involved with that. Tosas just asked Akasha. One could have challenged the whole premise of the Kasha. After all, Rav Elazar is commenting that Edom Zomina cannot get Asra. So he's talking, and therefore, what is his point? Because Edom Zomina can't get Asra, therefore, it's clear without a pasuk liyad biyad that when you have a case of Edom Zomina on Mammon, so you can, they have a chi of Mammon and of Kasha Zomim and a chi of Malkus. So without Yad B'Yad, I'd also be able to say that Mamon Mishal Mokul Olaki. So he's going within which opinion? That generally speaking, what's the rule? Loka Ben Mishalim. Who holds that way? Rav Yochanan. So if that's the case, what's the whole problem of Tosis? Because Rav Yochanan is the one who says Loka Ben Mishalim. Rav Elazar comes and says what? That in Zomin is different without the Yad B'Yad. In Zomin, the din is clear to me, Mamon Hashem Milka Lo Lucky, because of the fact that you can't give Asra. Tosa says it's Asra Safik. Okay, but if Yochanan himself holds Asra Safik Shema Asra, is it really such a kasha then?
Tosa talks about Ula also for Tosa, because he says Dafka Ula only has one case, only is Mefata. So also for Ula would be.
Okay, so even better. So again, you're making the kasha stronger.
Ula might hold not like Rav Yochanan.
To the contrary, you're answering the kasha. You see, according to Tosis, maybe it's not a problem because he's going within Ula too, because Ula holds generally except for Ones. Okay, but you could also say he's speaking with Rav Yochanan. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's more of a kasha because it's Ula, but do we know what Ula holds on this matter? Yeah, I know Achronim raised the question, and they say maybe Tosis is asking really not on Rav Elazar, but he's asking on who? And look at the Dibra Hamasko, that might be better. Who's speaking here? Nisru Beinka, Rava. So you have to know, there's a Gemara in Chulin that they point to, at least the way Tosis understood that Gemara, to get the daf, that Ula, that Rava holds, Hasra Safik is not a Hasra. The Mela Tosis could have been thinking to ask according to Rava. Yeah, be that as it may, that's just a point to bear in mind, that it's not a clear-cut problem. It's Machlokas about Hasra Safik. But Tosis wants to know if, in fact, Hasra Safik is a problem, then how could there anyway be Hasra by Edom Zomin, since it's not clear that when the Master is giving Hasra, that there's anything being done that's a violation? Yeah, Yehuda.
Just kind of a more basic question. Tosis Havi has Hasra Safik. I don't completely understand why the Yehuda Havi would be a Hasra Safik. He's saying that.
No, in this case, not we don't know. We don't know if he's doing an avera in what he's doing. We say, don't you dare say edus sekir.
Okay.
Don't you dare say. In other words, don't say this edus if it's edus sekir. If it's edus emes, then there's nothing wrong with saying the edus.
They don't know whether it's Edus Sheker or Edus.
The person giving Asra doesn't know. Of course, no. He's basically saying, if it's edus Sheker, you desist right now. Don't say it. That means I don't know that he's doing that Veir Veda Sheker. If it's Edus Sheker, that's Tosis Teres.
The
Havamin of Tosis is that the Hasra Suffolk problem is also applies in the case where the Masra does it. Tosis is going to be Mechadish. No, it's not a function of the Masra, it's a function of the lack of knowledge that it's clearly an Isser on the part of the Musra.
Yeah, but
that's Tosis Teres.
If the point of the Hasra is to determine whether it's Mazid or Shogeg, what's the logic behind saying that it depends on the person who's giving that
Hasra? You're asking a good question. To the extent that Hasra is about, it's about letting the person know and knowing that the person is amazed, so it seems obvious that it should be a function of the Musra. Good. See, you want to know what would Tosis have been thinking even? Why should it be totally in the Masra? Okay, can anyone say something? apparently it has a role, it has a purpose, but also has a definition. In other words, the purpose of Hasra is Lahafkin Shogil Mesit, fine. But what is Hasra? Why is Hasra Safik a problem? Because it's a chesaron in definition of Hasra. So now, if it's not clear, then the Hasra, now you could say not clear to only to the Musra, but you could say that the definition of Hasra is has to be clear to all parties involved. Hasra is a warning issued by an individual to another individual. So all parties have to have clarity about what's at stake. So to the extent that the person giving the Hasra is not necessarily seeing here a real problem, it's only possibly a violation. We don't know. Maybe not. Could be that's not called Hasra. The Maisa Hasra is not a Maisa Hasra. It has to be issued, warning has to be issued. Not just like a Marshal, even a Chaver, if we hold Chaver, it needs Hasra. So what Chaver knows already, so that's a Shiloh. Maybe Chaver doesn't need Hasra. Could be you need a bigger clarity. In other words, L'Havchim Yishov Yigal Mezid, but it's L'Havchim, he might know on one level, but it has to be clear, crystal clear. That's why even the Gemara, you see that they could say we forgot. What do you mean? What are the chances that he forgot? An hour before he did the Maisa, you told him don't do it, and now he'll say you forgot. So I think the Ksosin Simon Chavches says, in a chinami, it's not like we really think he forgot, but to the extent that there's a possibility of forgetting, the Asra doesn't have the clarity what Asra needs to be. The possibility of forgetting compromises the definition of Asra. So I could argue something like that here as well. Hasra Safik is a chesaron in the clarity of the Hasra. The person might know, but if it's, let's put it this way, the person who's getting Hasra knows that the person giving Hasra doesn't know. So in that sense, the Hasra lacks the clarity that Hasra demands. Maybe something like that could be, I don't know. The svar I'm thinking with you about. The truth is, it's not so pashut. Tosas says it as a kasha, Tosas answers it. It seems to be the Rashi actually holds this way. You have to know what Rashi will answer to this kasha. Maybe he'll answer the Rav Yochanan goes like Rav Yochanan. Tosis in Shfuas Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Top Tosis over there. It comes out over there from that Tosis that according to Rashi, Rashi says by Shfuas HaEdus. Shfuas HaEdus means, we'll see the Rashi quotes the Gemara also, by Shfuas HaEdus, that someone denies that he knows Eidus that can help somebody collect money. So that's a case where if he swears falsely, he's subject to a carbon. What carbon? Olav Yored, right? It's one of the cases of Olav Yored. So Rashi says over there, Tosis quotes there from Rashi, you can't have Asras Vadai Bashfuasa Eidus. The Mio Deash Em Yodim Lo Eidus. Always Hasra Safik from the perspective of the person giving Hasra, because he can't really know if you know or don't know Eidus to help somebody. Tosis asks on Rashi, V'ein Nira, D'lo Chashiv Safik, Kevin D'le Musra Ein Safik. And Tosis says, Da Be'edim Zomimin, I Havi Tzvichi Hasra, Havi Masrinim Behu, Afagav Da Masrinim Behem Ein Yodim Imim Meshakrim. That's Tosis in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin Med Aleph on the top, which is exactly what Tosis is going to answer over here, the Yes or Biur. But apparently Rashi holds, so it's not just a Havamin of a Tosfos that you have to figure out. It could very well be Shitas Rashi. Yeah. Again, what does Rashi do with Tosfos Kashier? The Raif made him Zomin. Maybe you'll say what we said before. There is an opinion of Hasra, Safik Shema Hasra. So that's an easy way around the Kash. Let's see what Tosfos says in the Teretz. V'yeshu Omar. Dasra, Safik, Lahavya. Elk Gukigon, Al Tosir. Tosfos gives one example of Hasra, Safik. Do not leave over from this carbon. You have a certain amount of time to eat it. So right now, I say do not leave over. Now, at this moment, it's not clearly going to be a problem in his mind if I leave over. I don't eat this minute. So what? I'll eat next minute. I'll eat an hour from now. There's still time left. So therefore, sh'afu musra atzmahu safik, sh'sovor sh'dayin yeshoz b'yom. So if the musra has a suffix that there's anything problematic here in following whatever conduct he's being warned about, he doesn't see it as necessarily a definite problem, that's called a Sva Safik. However, over here, Bilhaka, Hamusrim Yodim Shemidim Sheker. The fact that the master is in the dark, that doesn't constitute Asvara Safik. And again, you have to think more carefully, but very well be Shitas Rashi and Tosis and Akasha thought that to the extent that the master is in the dark, it's a chesar in the definition of Asra. As you asked, Lahavchim bin Shogig Amazit, would he not have accomplished that from the perspective of the guy himself? Again, if it's not clear, clear means to all parties, Asra is a Mais Asra, it requires a Musra, it requires a Masra, and everybody has to be clear about what's at stake. To the extent that there's a chesar in that clarity, on whoever's end, that's not called Asra. That could be what Rashi will hold. That calls us, it's also called Asra Safik. Okay, so this is one Tosis. Questions? Yeah?
So is this a source that you need Asra?
Well, the Gemara says, you have to be Shogi Gomezid. And then there's also another idea of Yata Asma Lamisa. Don't remember anymore if we quote a pasuk on this. It's possible the Gemara does wear that ha'eid heid or something, and maybe psukim involved as well. I don't recall. By Shorim Mu'ad there's a din of Lord Bivalov. I don't know if that's a question the pasuk Gemara quotes or not. I have to double check. If there's any psukim involved, but even without psukim, it could be just the Gemara quotes the svaris all the time. It could be it's just the svar itself. I have to go back to look at the Gemaras. Yeah. I have one, yeah. Okay, let's see the next doses. V'nisri b'hu b'toch k'dei dibu. Oh, so what do we have here in the Gemara? Rava made the case to explain Rav Elazar. Teda, I'll prove to you that you can't have Asra by Edom Zomim because there's no way that you can give that Asra at an appropriate time. You do it too early, they'll say we forgot, that doesn't count as Asra. You do it right before, you'll drive them away, even if they're saying Emes, they won't want to go bother with this, so that can't be Asra. You do it afterwards, so the Gemara says, Mai Dahavi Havi, Rashi says, Pshat. What does Rashi say? Ein achoze umadi. Comes Abaye, and Abaye says, why not? I'll give you a case of Asra. What does he say? Give the Asra toch kidei divur. Toch kidei divur has a din, kidivur dami. Toch kidei divur of the time of She'elas Tamal Garaf, Shamalach Rabbi. That is considered to be kidivur dami. It's considered like to be the time itself. So therefore, you can give that asra right afterwards, but right afterwards. Tokidei dibu. V'yimtomar fektosvos heichi matzi su hadribu. So what would be the point of the asra? In other words, what does the asra want to achieve? You give that asra right after, but tokidei dibu of the edus. So what it would achieve was what you want the person to do in be makabu the asra is that if they're saying sheker, they'll be tracked. And Chozo Magid is not a problem because it's Tolkien Edim. That's what we're saying. So we'll discuss soon. We'll have to come back to the fundamental issue here that Choret's not the Shas HaVeira. We'll discuss that again soon. But meanwhile, what is the premise here? That the Hasra relates to the Aveira from the perspective of wanting the person if he is in fact guilty, and that's it's not called Asra Safik because he knows he's guilty if he's said Sheker. So what he needs to do is retract. And he may do so, because it's Toch Kedei Dibur. So Tosis asks, but how can you assume that he can be Chozer? Heichi Matzi Su Hadribuhu, V'ha B'Hasra Ika Tfei Mikedei Dibur, Shu Kedei Sheles Sholem. In other words, he can be retracting Toch Kedei Dibur of his Edus, which means the window of time that it takes to say what? Shamalach Rabbi. Meanwhile, what have you said? You've issued Hasra. So your Hasra is going to say, I'm telling you, mister, if you don't retract your Edus, you're going to get Malkus for violating Osana. That sentence is a lot longer than Samuel Acharavi. By the time I finish giving my Hasra, it's too late for him to be Chozer, right? So how could you accomplish, how could this Hasra be in fact a Hasra that could give him an opportunity to be Chozer if the window of opportunity is already closed by the time the Hasra is done? A simple question, right? Clear. V'abasra ikotfei mikidei dibur shu kidei shelas shalom. Zoktosus, v'yesh lomar eyesod, as follows. The kozman sha'asukim ba'osu davar. So long as we are involved with the matter at hand, chashiv hakol tol kidei dibur. So that involvement that we have is considered to be still the tol kidei dibur. The tol kidei dibur is not just yesham lecha rabbi. Tol kidei dibur takes into account the asukim ba'osu inyan. And on top of that, what? The time of Shamuel HaRabi. But all that goes into the Tol Kidei Dibur. So what does he mean? In other words, when you're giving the Hasra is relevant. The Hasra, the clock hasn't started ticking yet, as it were. Follow me? The Hasra is Asukim Ba'osu Inyan. So therefore, the Hasra finishes, and then you immediately are Chozer. That's a valid chazara. So the hasra gives you the opportunity to be chozer. It relates to the giving the person the opportunity to be chozer, because the hasra is no different than asukim ba'osu inyan, and therefore you can still be chozer. What's Tosus Raya to this yisod? The asukim ba'osu davar chashiv tol kidei dibur. How does Tosus know this yisod? Kedamina b'makos davav da'afilu mi'idin meya. 100 Edim testify, Kol Echad Tol Kidei Dibur Shel Chavera. Each Edus is within Kidei Dibur of the previous Edus, and there are 100 Edim. So, by the time you get past the second Ed, the third Ed seemingly is not mitzuref with the first, in terms of Tol Kidei Dibur. The second Ed might have started speaking Tol Kidei Dibur of the first one finishing, but the third one is no longer Tol Kidei Dibur of the first. And here you have 100 Edim. Each one is Tol Kidei Dibur of the one before him. And what does the Gemara say? There, Chashuvim Kulam Tol Kidei Dibur Shel Rishon. The remaining 99 are all considered within the Kidei Dibur of the Rishon. Ugabi what halachas is Tosfos? The Yimnim Tzeechem Hem Karvo Paso Yidusim B'Teila. Tosfos is saying that the issue has to do with viewing all 100 as being considered within one kat of Edim. That they're all considered one kat, one group. Why is that important to know when they're whether they're one kat or separate kitos of Edim? Nimsar Karvo Pasul, that if one happens to be a Karov, so then the entire kat is Pasul. So what makes them unified as one kat? The fact that each one was made Tol Kidei Dibur Shel Chavera. But wait a second, how can that be? The third, the fourth, and on, they're not Kidei Dibur of the first. The answer is no, but it's considered a Sukkim Ba'osu Inyan. In other words, you have one aid, you have the next aid. That's all involved with Kabbalah's Eidus. So the Tol Kidei Dibur has not closed. That window is not closed. It's all a sukkim. It's all a, being osek with ba'oso davar, and therefore that's all part of Tol Kidei Dibur as well. So Tosus is extrapolating. There's a chiddush here. Notice the Gemara's discussion as Tosus. He says it over here. We'll see in a minute. In Makkos, it's not so pushit that that's exactly what the Gemara is referring to. Tosus himself says otherwise in Makkos, but Tosus here says it has to do with what din, nimsa karvo pasul. So Tosus is extrapolating from that to what halacha, to the halacha of chozer umagid. That asukim ba'osu davar is therefore enough to say that you can also be chozer umagid. You can retract your edus chazar. The Gemara was talking about one inyan being mitzurv as a kat. Maybe one could have said, for that halacha, asukim ba'osu davar is enough to unify them as one kat. But in terms of retracting your edus, no, maybe it has to do with literally the time span of Tol Kidei Dibur, literally, and that's all. Who says that we can already insert this new yesod? Maybe the Gemara only spoke about ugabi tzirv hakat. Tosus takes the chiddush of the Gemara and applies it to our inyan as well. That's the first thing you notice in Tosus Teretz. Lemaisa, in the Gemara in Makos, it's not necessarily clear that that's the issue. Rashi learns this way. Tosus ironically does not. Take a look on your sheets. where the Gemara mentions this ukimta of kol echad toch kidei dibur shel chavero. The Gemara actually has a kasha and gives this teretz. The Mishnah on daf hey on the days. Mentions a couple of halachas regarding unifying the kat of Eden. So, for example, you find in the Mishnah Darshins, Avishnaim Eden, Moshlosha Eden, Yumasanes. Why does the Torah have to enumerate two and three? Two is already enough, so what do you need to say three? The Gemara, the Mishnah Darshins, Lahakis. So, there's one of the drushes has to do with of Shimon Omer. Mashnaim einam neherogim atziu shneim zomimin avshlosha in neherogim atziu shloshin zomimin. If they're one kat, in order to do kasha zomam, to punish kasha zomam, you have to be mazim the entire kat. If you have three edim as the group that are testifying as one group, if you're mazim two of the three, you don't yet carry out kasha zomam. You need to be mazim the entire kat. They're all one kat. You have to be mazim the entire kat of edim. That's of Shimon's drasha from Abishnaim edim avshlosha edim yumasames. And then there's another drasha further down in the Mishnah. Umashnayim nimsa echad karvel pasul dusim b'teila. When you have two edim and one is karvel pasul, so then obviously you're left without two edim. So then you have no basis for the edus once one becomes karvel pasul. So too, avshlosha nimsa karvel pasul dusim b'teila. So that's another halacha that the Mishnah mentions. Now we have the Gemara. Amar Rava, v'hu she'idu kulam b'toch kidei dibur. That din of the Mishnah is only going to apply when they all were testifying toch kidei dibur. Amar le Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina mechdi toch kidei dibur hechidami kidei she'las tamad l'Rav. Meya. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How are you going to be able to link up 100 Edim with each other to be one kat if you're certainly well beyond the amount of time to say So how could you say this? That it's going to be Toch Kedei Dibur, but you're not going to be able to solve this for the case of Mea Edim. And the answer is Amalei Kochad V'chad B'Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero. This is the marker for Tosis here by us. The Gemara says it means each one within Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero. Now, what exactly did Rava comment on when he said it has to be Sheidu Ku Toch Kedei Dibur? So Rashi says, Hasam Ka'amr Masnisin Mea Kishnayim, Avo Meidu Shnayim, U'achaz Man Heidu Achirim Harein Kishtei Kitos L'chol Dabar. So Rashi says that's when we say that Mea Kishnayim. Rashi says l'chol davar. So what is l'chol davar mashma?
Everything.
Whatever Mishnah may have mentioned that they considered one, which includes what halacha nimsa karvel pasul. Tosus is not happy with that. Tosus asks the maskal amar Rava, quotes Rashi. He says, Rashi says, l'chol davar, mashma, if you want in, mashma dekoy afu in a karvel pasul. The kasha, because he brings the Gemara further on the Amud, how many of you learned Makkos? Wow, okay, great. So you remember this. The kasha, the mashma besamuch, further down the Amud, it's mashma, d'in din de karvel pasul, eno toli behada, betochidei dibor, elo b'riyas maiser. B'riyas maiser, gomra idusan. The Gemara further on the Amud makes the following claim as a kasha, that in case of Ritzicha, so the Harug, the victim, who's a Baldavar, he should save himself, he's going to save the Ritzeach from getting killed, because since he's one of the eyewitnesses to the Ritzicha, and he's obviously a pasul as an aid, he's a baldavar. So all the other witnesses are mitzuref with him, and you have the problem called nimsecha karvo pasul. What do you see from the premise of the Gemara's kasha? That the halacha of this karvo pasul is a function not of the hagadas aidus and beis din, but on whoever witnessed the crime or whatever it is that they saw. So if there was among them somebody who's karvo pasul, that would already create the problem if the karvo pasul. Because by default, by the fact that they saw it, they already ate it, the mitzurah. You know, it's often a seder kedushin. The seder kedushin will say to the chas, not that it's mamish required, it's understood without it, but he says, designate the eder kedushin to the exclusion of all others. What is the point of saying to the exclusion of all others? Because if you have krovim, which you certainly do in the audience, so then there could be spoilers. If they're krovim, then it's a karvo pasul, and then they don't have no kedushin. So the answer is, no, these are the Eidim, and they're assumed to be. Okay, if he doesn't say it, it's also assumed. But okay, expri hidur, that the chasn is miyachid the Eidim. But Tosis is saying that even in terms of Eidus that has to do with Haggadah's Eidus Bebezdin, the din of karvo pasul will kick in mishas ri'iyah. So therefore, Rava's point would be irrelevant regarding Tochidei Dibur, because even if it was Achakidei Dibur, but the Tzirf would still exist because they saw it together. So because of that, Tosu says, Rava couldn't be speaking about that halacha. Rather, what's the pshat in Rava? Zaktosos kach nira delo koi rak adin de edim zomimin. This proviso of Rava, that v'hu she'idu kum Tochidei Dibur, is only referring to the din of edim zomim, to kamach izumu kula. That you have to be mazim every one of the individual edim of the kat. That means that we're talking about when it's considered to be one kat of edim, you have to be mazim everybody. What's called one kat of edim? So that is a function not of re'iya, but of the haggadah of the beis din. Who's considered to be part of the same kat that everybody of every one of the members of that kat edim has to be muzam? That's so long as they all testify tochidei dibur, and the Gemara goes on to say kedibur shel chaveira. First wide line. Avo heidu miksasan v'toch de dibor miksasan achak de dibor havish de kitos will be not shizumu kulam. Then already you mazim each cut for itself, and that's enough to do kashizanma. Avo in nimzachet kavu pasul afim nimzam mahani mehani sheidu achak de dibor dusim b'teila. Tosis goes on, explains what the difference is based on. What's the difference? Tosis explains that there it's a function of the ri'iya. You look in the Tosis, and here it's a function of the Haggadah. Interesting is the pintel of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Avul in Nimsa, Rabbi Akiva Eger sends you to a Tosis in Sanhedrin. Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. Dibra Maschel Shebeth Shama. So I looked it up. What was Rabbi Akiva Eger sending us to? So there's one day in Tosis there. Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, that says the following. Inami, it's one inami, one day in Tosis. Inami lo amrina nimsa echa mem karvo pasul ela bebo bevas achas tochidei dibur. Das chashivi edus achas. So what does Rabbi Kibbega have in mind to ask, or to be over here? Again, the words of Tosis in Sanhedrin. Inami lo amrina nimsa echa mem karvo pasul ela bebo bevas achas tochidei dibur. Das chashivi edus achas. Beger is pointing out that Tosis is Sanhedrin. That day is not like Tosis and Makas Davav. Tosis Makas Davav says that Karvo Pasul is a function of the Re'iyah, even if the Haggadah was the Achakidei Dibur. And here Tosis holds that even by Din of Karvo Pasul, it has to be that they all made Tochidei Dibur. I had a little ha'ara on Biki Beger. I don't know. I didn't look around. I didn't see. But my little ha'ara is Biki Beger could have also been Mitzayin. Tosis in Ksuvah Selamed Gimel, seeming, right? Because our Tosis also is saying that the Nimsa Karvo Pasul is a function of the Haggadah. Yeah. Kibeger was Mitzayin Tosis and Hedrin. Chara, our Tosis in Ksuvah is also like that. And it's not like the Tosis in Makkos. Okay, it's a side point, but just I happened to follow the lead of Kibeger, then I wondered, why doesn't he mention also our Tosis? But a kopanim, what you see in Tosis is taking the Gemara in Makkos, that the Gemara is discussing the halach of tziruf kat. And as long as each one was within tchidei dibur of the previous one, So they're all connected. So Tosa sees in that Asukin Ba'osadav will still be Makabal Edim. So the first person's window of being the first person's Mitzur for the third person and even to the hundredth. So Tosa sees from that for Chazara it's true as well. That because everything was Betoch HaDeidibur of the other, so you could be Chozer. The first person could be Chozer even after the hundredth person says Edis. And in terms of our Gemara, when you're giving Hasra, so the Hasra is considered to be a Sukin Be'oso Davar, and therefore there's still a window to be Chozer even after the Hasra, even though technically the amount of time of Shamlecha Rabbi has already finished, but the Hasra doesn't count for the clock ticking of Shamlecha Rabbi. To the contrary, Sukin Be'oso Davar, just like the Gemara. So the halacha of Chazara is the same halacha as what you find over there, Gabi Tzir of Kat, whatever halacha that you mitzarif the Kat for. That's what you see in our Tosas. So now there's a very interesting kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Then, and he himself says, it's already the kasha of the Rishonim. Akiva Eger has it's not just Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's also the Haflah that asks the same kasha. Akiva Eger asks as follows. He asks on the Gemara. Rava says, it's not Shaykh Hasra. You give them Hasra before, it's too early, they'll be Poresh, and afterwards, Madahavi Havi. Says Rashi, Pshat, Madahavi Havi, Chozer, Umagid. So they can't be Chozer. So Kivego wonders, if you need Hasra, so then here's how he asked the Kash. If you need Hasra, then it comes out that without Hasra, the Eidus is not valid. Right? Eidus needs Hasra. If the Eidus is not valid, then you can't carry out what Onesh? Kashazama. So if you don't have Hasra, then the edus is therefore defined as what type of an edus? Yetayachal azima. Yetayachal azima can mean you can't pin down the edim because of the you know it's too sketchy. There's too many gaps in their edus. That could be one type of yetayachal azima we mentioned already. You can't have imanu hayisim constructed, or yetayachal azima is as we saw in the Tosis on the top of the Amud that you can't carry out kashazam. But Maisa, if you don't have if you hold, you need Hasra. So then without absent Hasra, you don't have Eidus. Absent Eidus, it's not Yachal Hazima. So then, what does he mean? You can't give Hasra after the Eidus because Chozer Umagid, to the contrary. If the Eidus is not yet complete, because it's not Yachal Hazima until you have Asra, because it's not Eidus until you have Asra, then it turns out, then however long after the Eidus, the Haggadah, the Beis Din was issued, but you should be able to give the Hasra, because it's not a problem of Chozer Umagid. You can still talk, because you need the Hasra, it's not an Eidus yet. If it's yet to Yachal Hazima at this point, so it's not a valid Eidus. The Eidus is not complete. Lo niskayim ha'Eidus. So it comes out that if you need the Hasra to be kind of the Eidus, then let the Hasra be an hour and a half after the Haggadah. Why can't he be Chozer, Umagid? The Shabbat Matzi Hadri Behu. If the Eidus is not complete, then it's still available for him to say whatever he wants to say, to change it, to go back, to be Chozer. It's a fascinating kasha. The Steibler points out something interesting. He has a piece here, a nice, beautiful piece in Ksuvis. He says, this kasha, the premise of this kasha is a Tosefta in Ksuvis. And we all have a Gemara Ksuvis, so you can actually see the Tosefta that he's referring to. In the back of your Gemara, so you have a Tosefta, Perig Beis of Ksuvis. In the Tosefta, you have the following halacha, halacha Aleph. Edim sha'amru mi'idim anachta b'ploni shu ben grusha ben chalutza v'kachav nasin mamzir So he talks about a case of Adam testifying about a personal status issue. Somebody is a Ben Grusa. So that was the case. Zakta Tosefta, Ad Shalom Nechkira Edusam Bebezdin, Amru Badoyin Anu. Before the Edus has been Nechkira, before you did the Drishas Vachakiros of the Edim, with all the proper questioning, they suddenly say, ah, it's all fabricated. It's not true. He's a totally fine, bona fide Kohen, or bona fide Yisrael. Have a Elu Nehmanim. What do you see in the Tosefta? That until the Eidus is Nechkira Bebezdin, it's possible to be Chozer Umagid. You could change, you could turn around 180 degrees, say with all eye. So if Steinway says, apparently that's where Kibbeg's Kashi is coming from. Until the Eidus becomes solidified as an Eidus, meaning that Yachal Azima, it's still within the window of time for the Eidus to be Chozer. In the same way that Atzel Nechkar Eidus and Bebezdin, they can turn around and say we were lying, just kidding, whatever, right? Until that point that of Nechkar Eidus and Bebezdin, they can change. So too, until the point that it becomes an Eidus that has Kiyum, you can be Chozer. No. What makes the Eidus have Kiyum? If you need Asra, then without Asra, it's not Eidus. So then, the very fact that you need the Asra, and you haven't yet done it, should justify giving the Asra whenever it will be, because it means the Eidus is not finished. Not everyone at once here, but Steipler himself is very sensitive to this. Is it such a perfect analogy to the case of the Tosefta, or can you hear a chiluk? Okay, here again, the case of the Tosefta. Atchelo nechkira edusan bebezdin. You can turn around and say badoin. So he says, Rabbi Kivega is asking here too, if the asra is necessary, and without asra it's not edus, it's edus yet yachol lazima. So it's not edus that has a kiyum. So you can be chozer then until it becomes solidified. So then give the asra whenever it is, because without the asra you don't have edus, then you should be able to be chozer. So then give the asra whenever, and it's still possible to be chozer. So the asra should be self-justifying, if you will. You know, that's essentially the curious kasha. If you need it, then you don't have the obstacle of ma'ida havi havi. That's the logic. The Gemara says, Ma'ida havi havi. Rashi learns pshat, choze umagid. Says the Kivega, choze umagid is only a problem if the Eidus is not kayemis. If the Eidus is kayemis. Atzelo nechkira bebezdin, it's not mekuyim yet, it's nilchakira, drushava chakira, so you can be choze. No, if you need asra, then without asra, you don't have Eidus. So therefore, if you need asra, then absent asra, you still have the ability to be chozer. So then give the asra, and because there is ability, because it's not my dahavi, it's not chozer umagi. But the problem is the analogy. The analogy, a perfect analogy. Arachamim, yes, yes. What do you say?
During the Hakira process, the Edim are still in the middle of Sephidic testimony.
That's the actual Haggad. That's part of the Haggad itself.
Exactly.
Here, the Haggad, the formal Haggad, the finished. There's Yachal Azima is another Haggad. So what you're saying, I believe, is what the Beis Yaakov, the Nesiva, says on this Gemara. He quotes the Hafla's Kasha, the Kivegra and Hafla, the same Kasha. Hiksha b'sefer Hafla, ha'kevin the Tzorach Hasra, koz mat shilo hisru b'hu, ha'vi edus yata Yachal Azima, v'lo ha'vi edus, v'yachon ra'afzo ha'agir ha'in shah. That's the kasha of the Afla, that's the Kivega. Ufin is daiti nira the whole essa, says the Beis Yaakov. Kevin shehigidu bebezdin. Afshe ene dusan poel lahanish mona shaguf al mammon, mikom makom en yechom rafsa lahagid. What does he seem to be saying? Even if the Eidus is deficient in terms of being able to accomplish what Eidus is supposed to be accomplishing, it is granted. It's Eidus that's deficient. It's Eidus that yat yachal azima, so without hasra. But the fact is, the choza umagid issue is not going to be affected. They were magid already. Elachosil magid. I, the Tosefta, so he doesn't quote it, but right, the Stipe says, there's a difference. Even though it's knows, here you have a very interesting question. If you have an Haggadah's Eidus Bebeisdin, but the Eidus has the Chesaron on it, that it's right now as things stand, it's an Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azima, which is an Eidus which is problematic, but the Haggadah was finished, does that preclude being Chozer U'Magid? Because the Haggadah was still said, and once the Haggadah was complete, you can't be Chozer U'Magid, and therefore the Hasra cannot be issued by the Havi Havi, as Rashi says, Chozer U'Magid. Or do we say no? In the same vein that in the Tosefta we saw that Atzelo Nechkeray Dus in the Beis Din, so they could turn around and say Badoyim Anu, we lied. So in the same way, if it's Hasra is necessary, and without Hasra the Eidus is not a good Eidus, so then it allows you to be Chozer, and therefore you can have a Hasra even afterwards, and that's the Kasha Mikibeg. Stipe says, apparently Rabbi Kibega think that Misvara Nirat, Ko Ikaratam, the Achelo Nechtero, Yechon, Lachzo, Arfil Mashik Farigidu, Zel Mishum, that Dain won his Kabbal Eidus in the Beisdin. It wasn't his Kabbal. It came Hachinami. Ko Kamada, Dabi Eidus of Yechon Azim, I'll go on his Kabbal Eidus in the Beisdin, Roy Loma, Shechon Lachzo. Oh, so Rabbi Kibega points out. He has a lot of an arichus here, which we'll leave for now. But he does point out that this kasha he found is not his own kasha. He was machaving to Rishonim. He says it's the Razah and the Rosh, and we have it in the Rosh, but B'Shem Maravid. In the stomach, he means the same thing. I don't know. We have Ikshu Razah V'Rosh, Alabayit. Where do you find his kashin Rishonim? The Ravid, quoted by the Rashba, seems to be asking very close to this question. Let's take a look. V'nechzi, or V'nesri Behu, should say, Tokedei Dibur, on the Gemara. Now, the kashin is asked on Abaye. It's going to be the same kind of kasha. The hakaimelon tokedei dibor ki dibor dami. It's actually later the kasha. Okay, the first Rashba speaks out the Gemara. Okay, we could see it. This is basically what we had in our Tosis. Kolom nisu tokedei dibor shel eid sheni v'inu nami yechon lachzo behem tokedei dibor shel asra. Oh, but it's good to read it because he's going to emphasize the point of Tosfos. What does he say? They can be chozer tokedei dibor shel hasra. The kema de lo lakul below hasra nimtzeis hasra kitzorech eidus. Tosfos uses a formulation of asukin ba'osodava. The Rashba uses a formulation that hasra is tzorech eidus. If it's tzorech eidus, the door hasn't closed yet. You can be chozer continuously because it's tzorech eidus, and then you have another tokedei dibor after that. And he brings the Gemara in Shavuos by Shavuos Ha'edus, which basically says the same yisod like we saw in the Gemara Makas Davav. That's what I gave you the Shavuos on Daf Lamed Gim Lamed Beis. The Hiksha arrived at Zal toward the end of the piece. Lamali Hasra tokedei dibor, says the Ravid. Why do you need that Hasra tokedei dibor then? A few asr bula acha kama, even after many kedei dibors, di cholim hem lavzor, tol kedei dibor shel hasra. The halo nigmar chiyuv edus, and adem asrin bo kedam aran. What is he asking? Sounds familiar? No? The only slight nuance of a difference is what? What doesn't the Ravid mention, Rabbi Kibega mentions? How does it sort of formulate a little differently? Rabbi Kibega says, why can they still be chozer even if that's rise an hour later? Because why? Because it's Eidus. shiatayachal azima. If you need asra, so then it's shiatayachal azima without it. So it's like that's that what brings it to sefta. Go nechkere dusa. How does it arrive at astakasha? No? How is it different in the way he asked the kasha? How does it arrive at astakasha a little differently than Kivega? The same way we explained that it's all linked. You don't need the tochidei dibur. The hasra is more than the amount of tochidei dibur, right? So how come you can be chozer after the hasra? What? Because the hasra is sorech. It's like a sukin, but also davar, Tosa says. Hasra is necessary. So it's all part of the process. You're giving hasra, that's part of the inyan of the edus. So the clock hasn't started ticking on tochidei dibur yet, because that's all relevant. Says the Ravid, no, if that's the case, then let the Hasra be even Acha Kedei Dibur, because the Hasra is relevant, so it's all within the window that it can be chosen. He doesn't bring because it's Iyata Yachal Azima, and if the Ezer is deficient. He says simply because it's like Asukim Bel Sadavar, to the extent that the Hasra is necessary, it means that you have to be master, they have to respond. It's like they're eight on a very practical level, not a lumpish level. I mean, it is lumpish because asra is necessary, but I mean, it becomes part of a sukkim bil sadavar. You have to do asra. So you have to hear their response to the asra. You have to tell them, don't you know, you should know that you're going to be chayiv malkus if you say it is sheker, and there's halacha v'yater atzmo. Could be that's what he's alluding to. Yeah, I know that, and I'm going to do it anyway, or I'm prepared to do it. It's hard to say him do it anyway. If he's admitting, he's saying lie. It's not my ha'ara. I don't know what it means exactly. Yata ashbol malkus here, but they have to mekabel the asra in some way to absorb the asra. So all that is part of the edus. So it's a slightly different nuance in the kasha. The dogish and the ravid is not on. It's not yet fully an edus because yochel azima, which is more akin to sefta. The ravid seems to be asking the kasha more in terms of what. That the hasra is tzorach ha'edus, and therefore, so long as it's tzorach ha'edus, the clock hasn't started ticking. You haven't yet done the hasra, so the hasra should be able to be given acha kedei dibur, and then you should be able to be chozer after hasra. And therefore, who needs to be tochidei dibur? Like Abaye said, everyone hear the ravid. So it's very similar. There's a slight difference in the emphasis, but it's a very similar kasha of Kibeger. What does the ravid answer? Rabbi say? He saw the Ravid. What is the Ravid answer? No?
Forget.
You forgot what he said? What? What does the Ravid say? What does the Ravid say? They could say, we forgot the Hasra. If you give the Hasra, Lacha Kedei Dibur, we forgot our Eidus. So apparently, the Ravid is saying this as Pshat in the Gemara. In other words, what does the Ravid mean? So when the Gemara says, Nisri Behu Lacha Kedei Dibur, when Rava said, so the Gemara says, no, that's not good because my dahavi havi. So how is the Ravid learning that? What does my dahavi havi mean? What does my dahavi havi mean according to the Ravid? He forgot the Eidus. So that can't be. You can't do v'hasra l'achidei dibur. And if I comes and says, no, you can give it to achidei dibur. So they can't. So inherently, the etzem, the hasra could be whenever, because if hasra is sorach edus, it's a sukkim bel sudavar, it allows for chazara. But it can't be hasra lacha kedei dibur because they'll say we forgot, so then it's also not going to be anything. So according to the Ravid, the taich of maida havi havi is what? They say we forgot. Is that how Rashi learned? How did Rashi learn maida havi havi? Chozo magi. So Rashi doesn't have this pshat, this teretz of the Ravid. But the Ravid is a different take on Maida Hava Hava. Questions? Everyone's holding? What do you say? Yeah?
So, how would it be from Rashi?
So Rashi is right now difficult, yeah, I understand. I'm just showing you just where things are going to fall. The Kasha of Abkid Eger is quite similar, remarkably similar to the Kasha of the Ravid. So slightly different emphasis, but basically, why does it have to be tochidei dibur? And Abai only asked me, "Said tochidei dibur, lacha kedei dibur." It was taken for granted you can't give a hasra. Says the Kivager, if the Eidus is not Kayemes without Hasra, then it's Eif Shet Yachal Azima, then of course you should be able to be Chozer so long as you don't have an Eidus Kayemes. So therefore, why can't Eidus be even, Hasra be even Lacha Kedidim? The Rajbid asked it, Mitzad, if the Rajbid is asking because Hasra is essential, so then it's called Asugim Yosudabra. So again, you should be able to be Chozer. So let Hasra be Lacha Kedidim. Why is Abaya only asking Tokh Kedidim? Why is Rav assume you can't be afterwards? And this, the Ravid answers, so Kibbeg has old pilpul, you have to see what he says, but the Ravid says that in a chenami, from the perspective of being chozer, that would be the issue, but you can't give us all, lacha kedidibur, because you can say you forgot the edus. So according to the Ravid, maida havi havi doesn't mean what Rashi says. What does it mean? It means that he'll say, I forgot. But according to Rashi, we have our problem. Rashi learns it's not, the problem is ein chozer umagid, but so the only solution we have at this point to fall back on is the Beis Yaakov, what Rachelin said, right? That the difference is that the Haggadah was finished, that's called chozer umagid. But you see, in Rabbi Kivei Eger, it's a little easier to hear that point, because Rabbi Kivei Eger was talking about a technicality. Yet the Yachal Azim, the Nesivus, the Beis Yaakov was relating to the Hafla's Kasha, the version of the Hafla, who asked the Kasha of Mitzad Yachal Azimah. Even if it's at this point Yet the Yachal Azimah, but the Haggadah was finished, you can't be Chozer Umagid. The way that the Ravid is formulating the Kasha, that Hasra is Tzorach HaEdus, and therefore it's like a Sukkot Bos HaDavar, I'm not sure if your territory is necessarily going to work as much. Your chiluk between Atzeh Monach Kereidusan is in terms of the Iyat Yachal Azima problem, which is how he addresses the Kasha. The Ravid's asking Kasha with a different angle. Yes, Yudah.
I mean, totally wrong, but Tov Kedibur plus the whole Osim thing, Tov Kedibur means Osim, was what Tosfos said. If you look like what Rashi says in Mako, it seems like he's saying it's Osim, but it also has to do with Zman. It's not
each one has to be no. Each one has to be totally. Once there was a gap of there was a gap lacha kedidim between let's say A number five, A number six, then that breaks it up right there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's correct.
So can you just simply say to the Ravid that that's not the only matter that like because he's talking about Rashi. So can you just say the Ravid that the only factor in the whole scheme also has to do with Zman for Rashi? And therefore, even though it's still Osim,
but
between. Therefore, you can't. Because maybe his Kasha would work for Tosfos, but it wouldn't work for Rashi.
You're saying you need also that it shouldn't be the gap either. You need that as well.
Yeah.
No, but the problem is you're not going to get anything because the same way that there is that gap between A number 3 and A number 1, so you have to use the Yesod of Oskin. So you're saying the gap between gave the Asra, I'm saying that gap can't be filled. Yeah, but why is it? Okay, I hear you saying. You can only accommodate the gap that has to do with the Dibur of the Asra itself. But if there was a time gap before you even started giving the Asra, you're saying that wouldn't be. I hear what he's trying to say. I want to leave you with the following. We'll have to finish this part of this tomorrow. The rest of the piece of the Stipe we revolves around the following issue that we touched on. We read the Gemara, but we'll go back to it. This is why I gave you the Makis on top, Tesvav there, Tesvav, Tezayin. That the question of Shas HaAveira, how does all that factor in? In other words, Maida Havi Havi, we have at this point two pshatim. Maida Havi Havi could mean Chozer Umagid, Rashi. We have the Ravid, we say we forgot. There's a third pshat. Shita Yishana says a third pshat. What is it? It's too late. It's not the Shas HaAveira. Where's Rashi stand on that? So look at carefully. Look at the Rashi in Makos, that Gemara that I gave you, Tesvav Amid Beis, Tesayin Amid Aleph. On the Gemara, he goes back to full circle to Hasra Safik. You'll see the Gemara links Bitro Vil, Bitro Kimo Vil Kimo to Machokas by Hasra Safik. Look carefully at the Rashi Dibra Masko Vresh Lakish Savar. Rav Yochanan Savar, the two Rashis on Tesvav Amid Beis, If you want to also take a peek at the Ritva there, he brings a different girsa. We'll talk about that Indian tomorrow, and then the Rambam also. We have to look at the Rambam's very interesting question of Rambam that I gave you on the sheets in terms of Ibn Zamwat Sibichi Asra. So that, we'll finish the Sugya Pasha tomorrow. Okay.